Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. So glad to have you along with us. Man, I wish we could have had even more time with Clyde, but check him out at The House Inc. What a great individual in our community, inspiration, incredible stories. There's also a Dane by Local article that was written recently about Clyde Mayberry and The House Inc. You can find his full presentation from The Breakfast on the Dane by Local YouTube channel as well. So head to danebylocal.com for more of that information. I have to get to my next amazing guests. Had a wonderful conversation with the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin, and I'm so glad to welcome John Hamm and also Carol Colby to the show now, because what an incredible group doing great work in our community. Well, let's invite them in now.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here, Jason.
First off, I think there's one quick thing to just kind of cover. Your organization is not the national organization that's out there for Alzheimer's, right? So tell people a little bit about this organization specifically and the difference.
Sure. We're the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. We go back to our founding in 1985. For a time from the early 90s through 2010, we were the chapter of the Alzheimer's Association here in this part of Wisconsin, and then split off and became a separate nonprofit on our own since 2010. We serve people who have been diagnosed with dementia or memory problems and their families. And we do that across about 10 counties here in South Central and Southwestern Wisconsin. All of our programs and services are totally free of charge. And we are able to do what we do because we get the local support of folks here in this county and those other counties. And the money that people give us actually stays right here in Wisconsin, right here in our areas, in service to those folks who are dealing with dementia, memory loss, and their families in particular.
Being here in Wisconsin is critically important part of our organization because, as Jeff said, we are local. We are for the people of Wisconsin, and the people who support us, all of their money and their resources and their contributions stay right here in the state of Wisconsin. So that was perhaps the strongest impetus to separate from the National Association, which does wonderful work and does great things, very focused on research, but it kind of waters down the impact that we could make in the state of Wisconsin. So we're here for Wisconsin, and we're relatively unique in that way. There aren't many organizations around the country and other states that have a service organization related just to the people of their state to deal with people with Alzheimer's and related dementias.
Yeah, I think that local component is so important too, because it gives you more ability to make decisions within just your organization. You don't need to check in or run something past the whole chain or a national group in order to implement change. So talk about how that's helped you serve the people of Wisconsin a little bit better and a little bit differently than maybe some of those national organizations can.
Yeah, and certainly the way that dementia affects communities is really different depending on the community. So, for example, what we see in terms of needs and services and programs here in Dane County looks pretty different than from Grant County or Crawford County or Sauk County, where we're also serving. We're able here in Dane County, we serve a population that probably is wealthier and has better access to healthcare. And so what we do is serve a lot of folks here in Dane County who have had a recent diagnosis and are very, very early in their dementia journey. And as a result, we have here in Dane County quite a few programs specifically serving folks with the diagnosis. We have a program called Meeting of Minds that meets basically every week, where we get folks together and do cognitive enhancement type activities and creative enhancement activities, creative expression activities, really a great program where it's just people with the diagnosis where they can come and be themselves, develop community, have some really great laughs and great time together. It's a wonderful program. A spinoff of that program recently through the pandemic has been something called Conversations, which is a small support group, again, just of people with a diagnosis who said, hey, we want to get together for an hour and a half and just talk about what life is like for us, very confidentially. And that's been going on now for, I think, about a year. And it's been a great program. We've had a second group that started. And that looks really different than what might be going on in some of the rural counties where folks are getting diagnosed at a much later stage. And so we're working there with care partners, caregivers, who are struggling with the behaviors of their loved ones that are pretty unexpected and having really to think seriously about facility placement and facility care because they've come to the table a lot further along in the journey. So that means we really need to have different resources available. We need to have different services, different programs. The other challenge is that while in Dane County, we've got pretty easy access to folks with Zoom and, you know, kind of those kinds of distance connections, that's much more problematic out in the rural counties where people don't even have cell phones because they have trouble with even getting cell connections out there, much less an internet connection. So again, we're using, you know, different programs, different services, different resources to reach our folks. And I think that's an advantage of being local, being here in Wisconsin, and being able to be responsive.
It's a real challenge to reach out to people. There are so many, as Jeff said, the rural areas, they're more spread out and the diagnosis comes later. And people who are living alone and their cognitive capabilities are declining and their families may be somewhat nearby or they may be long distance. And so we're able to try to reach out, and it's a very challenging endeavor to reach out to people who are scared and probably not using the best executive judgment skills to try to sustain themselves. And hopefully we're able, because we are so local and so personal, to reach out and be helpful, not only to the people who are having the difficulties, but to their family and to their friends as well. And it's just amazing. We'll get sometimes tips from like postal workers or grocery delivery people or just people who are good neighbors and notice something. And we're, you know, a phone call away. It takes a village to take care of a village. And I kind of think of ourselves as Wisconsin's village.
Yeah, we're talking with Jeff Hamm, Executive Director, and Carol Kobe, the Board President at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. I want to go back really quick to something you talked about there. How important is that to make a determination or identification earlier in the process for someone? What does that do for someone suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's memory issues? What does it do for them to have that identification and get involved with you earlier on rather than much later, like you're talking about?
Well, it's critical, but I'll let Jeff get into that. Really hit on a key point, Jason.
Yeah,
it really is crucial. It's important for a lot of reasons. For example, we know that there are some interventions, while there are not there's no cure. There's no drug that cures dementia. We do know that there are medications that can slow the process down enough that people can get another 5-6 months often of time where they're feeling they're doing better cognitively and they can make plans. We think it's important because there are different causes of dementia. As you may know, Alzheimer's disease is what people often talk about, and it's the most common, probably to 60 to 80% of all folks with dementia have got Alzheimer's disease. But there are three other major causes of dementia, including vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, and frontal temporal lobe dementia. And those dementias play out really differently. They look really different. They have different progressions. They have different symptoms, and they have different treatments. So knowing early on, getting a sense of, you know, what is really going on? Is there dementia happening? And number one, and number two, what's the underlying reason for it? What's the disease going on? Can really help make a difference in terms of preparing the caregiver for what's ahead, being able to make good plans and taking actions that are helpful. We also know that there are things that are just good for your brain health, whether you've got dementia or not. things like exercise, changing your diet, socializing with others, getting good sleep, reducing stress. These kinds of things are good for all of us, for our brain health, but they can be especially good for people, especially those early in the journey. And so, again, getting a diagnosis means we can work with folks to actually be facilitating those, you know, important changes in lifestyle habit in order to help them cognitively.
Also, at some point, the client actually becomes more the family or friend of the person, the circle of people around the individual, because it gets more and more challenging. And just suggestions, particularly as Jeff mentioned, the lifestyle issues, knowing how to communicate and not to argue and to keep the environment simple and to keep things familiar and to have some kind of structure and pattern. Otherwise, it gets to be total chaos, and the individual caring for the person, it breaks their heart, but they have their own emotions that they display and manifest, and like anger and guilt and feeling sad. And it's very hard for everybody. It is not just one individual's disease. It becomes the disease of everyone who is in that circle of the individual. And in my own case, I mean, I lived it personally. I got associated with the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance 20 years ago. When my husband had frontal lobe, he was diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia, and he passed away in August of 2001. But I feel like I'm a pretty put together person, and I was actually doing health programs for university hospitals at the time, so I was on top of things. But it was so challenging, and I was just in despair, and I was driving down, the office was on Siegel Road then, behind Hilldale in Madison. And I was driving down Siegel one day, and I saw the Alzheimer's sign outside of the building. And I parked, and I ran into the building, went up to the third floor, opened the door, and just started crying. And somebody took me into the back room and calmed me down. And then I found out that, there were resources available. And I went to 4 classes, and I learned about it. And it was empowering, and knowledge is power. And it was also supportive that finally there was somebody. I had my own. I created my own little village just by walking through the door. And after David died, I stayed connected, and I've been associated with them ever since. And we just have a real strong organization, a committed organization that is doing everything to make sure that we do serve the needs of this very, very challenging and growing illness. The statistics are overwhelming. It is rising rapidly, so it's not anything that's going to go away.
You can find out about more of those resources at allswisc.org, ALZWISC.org. I want you to come back and hear more after this.